Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Good morning and welcome to the programme. Today, the Electoral Commission chairperson is here and we'll talk to her about that all-important constituency redraw very shortly. We'll also have analysis too on those decisions for TDs, for voters and for political parties. Also, why was Vera Pauw's contract not renewed by the FAI, and it's CAO Offers Day. We're going to get some level-headed advice from career guidance expert Donica O'Mahony. And back to school means back to sniffles and cough and tummy bugs, but what can you do to try to avoid them all? Dr. Maura Finn will take your questions later. 51551 for your text messages, and the email address is todaycb@rte.ie. But first this morning, sadly, more news of that tragedy on Irish roads. We know that two adults and an infant child have been killed in a crash in Cashel in County Tipperary, which happened last night, and two other adults remain in a serious condition in hospital. And this comes, of course, just days after four young people died in a single vehicle accident in nearby Clonmel. Well, I'm joined by Declan Burgess, who's Cathaoirleach for the Tipperary Care Cashel Municipal District and local Fine Gael councillor. Declan, good morning to you. I mean, we say the community must be in shock, but it's actually hard to believe and to fathom another tragedy of this scale happening within such a short space of time.
Oh, it's heartbreaking news. The community of Cashel is numb, pure numb at the moment. And I suppose just a few days following the tragedy nearby Clonmel, you know, the county of Tipperary has been struck by yet another blow, and a very serious blow. So our community feels this very much at the moment, and it's truly, truly upsetting. And I suppose, you know, on behalf of the town of Cashel, I just want to express my deepest condolences to the family involved in this road accident. It's a serious one, and it's hard to comprehend at the moment. And I suppose Cashel is trying to cope and navigate through this situation. It's an ongoing situation, and I suppose we also think of the two other passengers who are in serious condition in Clonmel Hospital. So, you know, our thoughts and prayers are with them also. Mm-hmm. But I suppose I just want to thank our brilliant first responders. I can't state this enough, the entire emergency services team, for their work. It wasn't a simple task or an easy task, and I think they've done great work. And I just want to also, you know, think of the residents in the windmill, not below Garia, you know, who were forced out of their homes on that local road outside of the town, you know, for their help and assistance in the aftermath of this tragedy. And that's what it is. It's an awful tragedy, and, you know, It's you know, three people have lost their lives, and it's particularly devastating when there's a child involved, you know, in an accident like this. It's just it's heartbreaking news, and I suppose you know how Cashel deals with this now, and we need to put supports in place. And I know I've spoken to the various different stakeholders, and I've spoken to our parish priest, and the team there is available to support the community. And St. John the Baptist Church on Fire Street in Cashel is open to the public who wish to pop in and say a prayer and be there for one another. You know, it's an awful result. It's something we didn't expect so soon after Clonmel.
Of course not,
You know, the two towns are, you know, only about 20 minutes away from each other. We're well connected, you know, so when the community down there had their heartbreaking news a couple of days ago, you know, it was the last thing in our minds that we'd have a similar situation.
Yeah, and you're so right, Declan, to mention the emergency services and the local people in the area, some of whom I know helped where needed last night. I mean, it's such a traumatic thing for those people to have to go through as well. So it's important to mention them here. Now, the details are emerging, and we know now, and it's been reported, that two grandparents and their three-year-old grandson. They were the three people who sadly lost their lives, and it was a family travelling in this car together.
Yeah, and a well-known, well-established Cashel family, which is even more heartbreaking, you know, for the community here in Cashel, proud town, and it's very hard, you know, to deal with a situation like this. That's one of their own in the town.
Mm-hmm. The number dead on Tipperary Road stands at 10 in just 30 days. That's between the 31st of July and today. We're at 123 nationwide. It's a shocking figure, isn't it?
Yeah, and road fatalities are just becoming too frequent at the moment. And, you know, look, it's probably not a conversation for now, but there will need to be a national conversation on road safety, you know, to take place, because this is you know, a serious issue that affects a lot of communities, you know, and Tipperary has got the double and the triple whammy on it, and it's sad to think of the families and the communities affected by fatalities, you know, on our roads.
Right.
This is a well-known local road as well, just outside the town. And just it's hard to get your head around.
So it was off the M8, was it?
It's just off the Care Road in Cashel, towards Windmill, and it's the Knockbalog area in town. A lot of people in not just in Tipperary but outside it would have known about the successful Kingstown Sunflower Field that raised money for cancer services. It's along that road, local road, but well known because of the Sunflower Field. You know, so it's just outside. It's about 2.5 kilometres outside the town centre.
All right, Declan. Well, listen, thank you very much for talking to us, and we wish you and the community strength there in dealing with what you will encounter in the coming days. That's Declan Burgess, who's Cathaoirleach for the Tipperary Care Cashel Municipal District and local Fine Gael councillor. And anyone with information is asked to contact Care Gard, the station. The number is 052 617 7640 or the Gard the Confidential line 1800 666 111 or any Gard the station if you have any information. I'm also joined on the line now by Liz O'Donnell, Chairperson of the Road Safety Authority. And good morning to you, and thank you for joining us. You're going to speak to us, I know, about the general trends and statistics behind all road fatalities so far this year. But before we get to that, what are your thoughts there as you listen to Declan Burgess from a clearly shocked and devastated Cashel this morning?
Morning, Claire. We're all reeling, really, for the last week. There's been an appalling escalation in road fatalities, 123 so far this year. And, you know, the trend is upwards. I just want to express my condolences to the families and the friends and the entire community of Tipperary, you know, who are waking up to this morning, having had, you know, a week, the last few days of road trauma. And funerals now going to be taking place. You know, these are appalling statistics, and they're, each one will have an effect on hundreds and hundreds of people. So just to express my condolences as Chair of the Road Safety Authority to all the families and the community in Tipperary.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure they will accept those condolences. But moving to the wider picture and the trends. So how many people so far, according to your analysis at the RSA, have died on our roads, and how does that compare to previous years?
Well, we've seen a trend that's going upwards last year and now this year. 124, I think, now this year is the death toll so far this year, which is way up on last year. It's up 25, I think, on last year. So last year it was 156 fatalities. But before that, Claire, before COVID, we had a steady decrease in road fatalities. So, you know, we can't despair at this point. We had been making very, very good progress in bringing down the level of fatalities and serious injuries on our roads since the Road Safety Authority was formed in 2006. I mean, when you look back, there were 365 people killed in 2006. So we have made steady and real progress. But I think we need to kickstart now a real all of society engagement in this. road safety has to come back up to the top of the political agenda. We've asked for a meeting with the minister, and I met the Garda Commissioner last week to discuss the rising trend and to see how we can actually reverse that trend. Now, there's a review of the speed limits pending before Cabinet, and we hope that will come through soon. That's reducing the speeds in urban areas and on those rural roads where, Claire, that's where the fatalities are happening, in those rural roads where 80 or more or higher kilometres per hour are the speed limits. The Minister increased the fines for the killer behaviours last year. And that was welcome. They hadn't been increased since 2002, since Seamus Brennan was minister. We have to look at increased penalty points. We have to review the penalty points, particularly for multiple offences. At the moment, if you are speeding as well as not wearing your seatbelt or have a drink taken, you can only get one penalty. You can only be given an offence for one penalty point. So multiple penalty points should be the order of the day for people who are doing seriously dangerous driving. We also need more visible roads policing. I spoke to the Garda Commissioner last week about this, and he has agreed, he's very supportive, and he agrees that we need to extend the GoSafe vans to have more of those on the roads. Because, Claire, our evidence shows that people do slow down if the GoSafe vans are there, and they are a good deterrent. I want to talk
Do they just, and yeah. We'll move on to that in a moment, but the GoSafe vans, do people slow down as they're passing them and pick up their speed again straight away?
Well, the thing is, they do slow down, and they are a reminder. They're a visible reminder to drivers that, you know, they have to be vigilant about their speed. We have an epidemic of speeding, Claire. I mean, this is the reality. We also need average speed cameras, and they're expensive, but they need to be rolled out. Because our research shows, both objective and subjective research, based on surveys with motorists, that people are routinely, and admitting to this, routinely speeding and exceeding the speed limits. So that's a disaster. I mean, and if we reverse that routine speeding that people are doing, I think we can really bring down and reverse that trend. I think drugs are becoming a really serious issue. I was listening to two members of An Garda Síochána Síochána who were operating on kind of drugs, stopping people and testing for drugs. And a third of the people who are being detected for impaired driving are using drugs, and they can be easily detected by the roadside now by this new, it's a sort of an antigen test since last December. So, you know, people need to think about their responsibility to the wider community when they get into their cars. You know, we all have a duty of care to protect our passengers and to protect other road users. You know, 30 young people between the ages of 16 and 25 have died this year. I mean, that's nearly over a quarter of the fatalities are young people. So we are focusing our campaigns on TikTok and social media and digital campaigns to reach out to these primarily young male drivers. And that's going to be a big focus of our anti-speeding campaigns going forward.
And you mentioned the review of
Pardon?
So you mentioned the review of the speed limits. Are you satisfied that government is working quickly enough to get to the point where they might come down on the rural roads you mentioned?
They have to. I mean, there's no choice anymore. We've been asking for this for a long time, and it is before Cabinet now, and the Minister has indicated he's going to bring it before Cabinet this month. And that's absolutely urgent. Now, Claire, there's going to be war over it. That's going to be controversial. And I'm calling on people, you know, to realise we need to bring down the speed limits. And it will make a huge difference to the overall safety of people on the roads, to everybody, pedestrians. We've had high increase in pedestrian fatalities as well. You know, our vulnerable road users need to be protected, our cyclists and our pedestrians. And I really do hope that when it comes before the Dáil, it gets through Cabinet, there will be controversy. There was controversy in the Dáil. There was opposition to the Clancy Amendment, which dealt with the issue of unaccompanied learner drivers. And then the lower alcohol speed limit, the threshold. So, you know, let's have the conversation, but I don't think this is any longer postponable, and that I would call on the minister to do this as quickly as possible. Okay. And for my former colleagues in the Oireachtas to support him. We need urgent measures now to reverse this trend in road fatalities, because, you know, we could be up to 180 people killed this year. You know, it's 15, an average of 15 people a month are being killed on our roads. These are preventable deaths, and it's in all of our hands and all of our capacity to do this. We have a strategy. We have a government strategy. It's an all-of-government strategy. But we need the people to take ownership of that strategy and support us by taking their own personal responsibility. Driver behaviour has really disimproved. It disimproved, it appears, during COVID, when there were fewer cars on the road. People got used to speeding and putting the foot down.
And people haven't adjusted their habits for the busier roads.
And we can do it again.
All right, Liz O'Donnell, thank you very much for joining us on the programme this morning. That's the chairperson of the Road Safety Authority. And we'll have the chairperson of the Electoral Commission with us in the studio next.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.